and welcome to the Nurses for Healthy Environments podcast. My name is Beth Shank. I'm a registered nurse in Missoula, Montana. And today I'm interviewing Katie Huffling, the Executive Director of the Alliance of Nurses for a Healthy Environment. Hello, Katie.
Hi, Beth. Thanks for having me.
We're so glad to have you on today. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Sure. So besides being the executive director of ANNIE, I'm also a nurse midwife. I live right outside of Washington, D.C., and I've been working on environmental health issues for probably around 15 years or so. Once I started my master's program in nurse midwifery, I really started making the connection between environmental health and reproductive issues, whether through fetal exposures or exposures in pregnant women and how that impacts their pregnancies or ability to have children. And so that started me down this road into environmental health.
Interesting. So you encountered some clinical situations in which you saw impacts from the natural environment, from chemicals and pollution that impacted health.
Yeah, so one thing that I started noticing in my practice was that young women who should really have a very easy time getting pregnant were having infertility issues. And I started researching that and discovered that many of the chemicals that are used in everyday products can have significant impacts on fertility in both men and women. And, you know, many of these products, you wouldn't even know that there was any type of chemicals that you needed to be concerned about. And so that really started me down this path of looking at our exposures in everyday life and how they could be impacting our health.
Fascinating. Tell us about ANNIE itself and how you were involved.
Sure. So ANNIE was formed in 2008, and it came about following a meeting in Oracle, Arizona, in which 15 nurses from around the country came together. They were environmental health nurse leaders, as well as representatives of many of the major nursing organizations and nursing unions. And they came together to talk about how nurses could work in a more deliberate and collaborative fashion around environmental health. Many of these nurses and nursing organizations were doing little pieces around environmental health but didn't have either the resources or time to be really taking a lead on addressing environmental health. So these nurses and nursing organizations decided that the best way in which to coordinate nursing's response to environmental health was to form a new organization. And so out of that, the Alliance of Nurses for Healthy Environments was born. I was there at that meeting. I had just started working as a nurse midwife, but the nurses at University of Maryland Environmental Health Education Center were the main drivers of organizing this event, and I had done my master's degree there, and they knew of my interest in environmental health, so it was really great to be included in that formative meeting. And so the way that the Alliance is structured is based on an Institute of Medicine report that came out in the 1990s called Nursing, Environment, and Health. And this report looks at how nurses can be engaged in environmental health and provides a nice framework for how we can address environmental health issues. And so based on that report, we have four main work groups: research, education, policy and advocacy, and practice. And these calls have monthly or bi-monthly, have monthly or bi-monthly calls. In webinars, we also offer continuing education on many of these calls, and it's a way for nurses to hear about the latest information around environmental health and find ways to be engaged. For example, the research work group is made up of everyone from novice researchers, such as PhD students who are just getting started in research, up to very experienced researchers. And on those calls, they talk about novel research techniques. They'll discuss research that different members are working on, and it's a great way, especially for beginning researchers, to find some mentorship around environmental health research. The practice work group, which Beth is the chair of that work group, they do a couple of different things. They have every other month, they have a webinar for CE on different topics that would be of interest to practicing nurses, whether you're in the hospital, public health nurse, you know, wherever you practice, there's information that I think is relevant to your nursing practice. For example, we recently had a call with a nurse practitioner who talked about how she incorporates environmental health into her nursing assessments with her patient teaching, and how this and provided a number of really interesting case studies of environmental exposures and how they impacted her patient's health. The education work group is mainly focused on nursing faculty and how they can incorporate environmental health into nursing curriculum. They've developed curriculum insertion guidelines throughout undergrad through graduate education. They also last year completed a environmental health nursing e-textbook that's available for free on our website. It's peer-reviewed and completely written by nurses. It's really great, and I'd highly recommend anyone listening to this podcast check it out. And then finally, our policy and advocacy work group. This work group, as you would imagine, looks at different ways that nurses can be engaged around policy and advocacy issues. For example, over the past year, we've been talking about climate change regulations, issues around the EPA and within the new Trump administration, and how nurses can be engaged and support the EPA, as well as market campaigns, such as supporting New York and California in their efforts to require ingredient labeling on cleaning products. We also have a climate change ad hoc committee because we are doing so much work with climate change. We've formed this ad hoc committee right now that holds monthly calls as well.
Wow, that's very comprehensive. And it really reaches a lot of nurses in different practice, work, retirement, school, you know, all the settings across the spectrum that nurses serve in. And we know there are around 4 million nurses, I think, currently in the U.S., some of whom are retired. So it seems like an obvious question, but all of those folks could be involved. Is that true?
Definitely. We are a warm and welcoming bunch of nurses, and we welcome any nurse interested in environmental health, whether you're a nursing student through retired nurses. Anyone with an interest in how the environment impacts health is welcome to join our calls. There's no membership fee to join Annie. I recommend taking a look at our website at envirn.org. And take a look around. All of the work groups have their own pages on the website, and they have each of them has their own listserv, where if you sign up, you'll get notices of the different call times and topics of interest related to those different work groups.
Awesome. You mentioned that you're working a lot on climate change. Can you explain a little bit more what you personally or Annie is doing regarding climate change right now?
Sure. So we agree with major nursing and medical groups and medical journals such as The Lancet, who just came out with a report on climate change and health. This is the second report that they've published in the past year or so. And we believe that climate change is one of the greatest threats that face us in public health today. But we also think it's one of the greatest opportunities. With nursing engagement and the healthcare profession, we really think that there's a great opportunity to prevent disease and to elevate the health of Americans and individuals worldwide. So some of the things that we're doing around that really came out of a roundtable that we hosted at the White House about a year and a half ago with nurses from many of the major nursing organizations to discuss how nursing can address this vital public health issue. And so a couple of things that we're doing out of that roundtable and some of the ideas that were created from that, we're creating a new nursing collaborative on climate and health. And any nurses listening to this, if you're a member of a nursing professional organization, I encourage you to ask them to join our nursing collaborative. We're hoping to have many of the major nursing organizations involved in this collaborative so that we can show nursing leadership around this issue and that it's an issue that's of vital importance to the nursing nurses and the communities that we serve. We also just released a really awesome video where we interview several nurses around climate change and health. You can find it right on our website, and we hope that it inspires nurses for leadership and nursing action around climate change. And as I said before, we also have a monthly conference call where we talk about different activities around climate change. And what's really great about that climate change committee is we have nurses that come on the call from around the world. So it's quite an international effort and really exciting.
Terrific. Thank you. This might lead to my next question, which is, from your experience in your work, both as a practicing midwife and also in your leadership position in the Alliance, what is your biggest concern right now about environment and health?
You know, most pressing issue is around climate change. You know, the latest research really shows that we need, you know, we really need to be addressing this now. I was at the release of the Clean Power Plan by President Obama, and he had a really great quote in his speech when he was announcing the Clean Power Plan. And he said that, you know, we're the first generation to feel the impacts of climate change, but we're also the last generation that can do anything about it. And so I really took those words to heart and feel like it's an area that nurses really need to be engaged on. And I think also a number of other issues that we're working on are closely related to climate change. For example, we've been doing a lot of work around hydraulic fracturing, which is a form of natural gas extraction that has significant concerns for water and air contamination. Locally near those fracking sites, as well as methane, which is natural gas, is also a very potent greenhouse gas. So looking at the health impacts around that, it's directly related to climate change. But then also some of our work around toxic chemicals and chemicals that are in everyday products that we may be exposed to. What a lot of people don't know is that many of these chemicals are actually petroleum products. And so looking at the climate change impacts around producing those chemicals, where we're getting the ingredients for those chemicals, I think, you know, it's important for nurses to know the life cycle as well as the health impacts and how to reduce those exposures.
Terrific. Thank you. As we've heard for many years running, that nurses are the most trusted profession in the United States. If you had the bully pulpit right now, you imagine this podcast is a bully pulpit, what would you like to say as a nurse to our non-nursing citizens of the world, to your community maybe, or the nation, or the world more broadly about environment and health?
I would say that as nurses, we practice based on the evidence, so scientific evidence, and a core part of our nursing profession is on prevention. We prefer to prevent disease as opposed to just treating it. And with environmental health, we have a real opportunity to prevent disease, and this is based on the scientific evidence. For example, by reducing pollution, air pollution, we can prevent asthma attacks. We can prevent children from becoming asthmatic. We can prevent adults with respiratory disease from having a worsening of their diseases. And so there's many opportunities for nurses to really elevate the health of their patients through addressing these environmental exposures.
Terrific. Is there any different message that's, or if you were to aim a message straight at the nursing profession, is there something you would want to say to your nursing colleagues that you haven't said yet today?
One thing that I would say, there's many opportunities to address environmental health in our interactions with our patients, such as assessing for environmental exposures or providing patient teaching on reducing those exposures. But for many environmental exposures, I think we need to move outside our comfort zone and into the realm of larger policy and advocacy work. All of us know how to be advocates for our patients. It's a core part of nursing practice. We advocate for them to get the best quality care possible and are looking out for them when they're within a healthcare facility. And so we need to take those skills that we have to be effective advocates and advocate for broader environmental regulations that can protect a much larger community as opposed to just our individual patients. And nurses are so amazing at advocacy. I take nurses all the time to Capitol Hill in D.C. to talk with their legislators, and they are amazing. And legislators really listen to them. You know, it's really true that we're the most trusted profession. And when we talk about these issues, policymakers sit up and listen.
Terrific. Thank you, Katie. We've enjoyed this conversation with Katie Huffling today. Katie is the Executive Director of the Alliance of Nurses for Healthy Environments, and more information can be found at environ.org, E-N-V-I-R-N. Katie, anything else you want to say before we leave today?
All those listening, please take a look at our website and join us. We'd love to have you engaging with us. And as I said, we're a really fun group of nurses, and we'd love to have you join us.
Thank you. This is Beth Shank with the Nurses for Healthy Environments podcast. Check it out at environ.org. Thanks for joining us, and talk to you next time.